Stay tuned for Nightline Africa, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. Russia said Sunday that the U.S. is soon sending its envoy for negotiations over unrest in eastern Ukraine to Moscow for talks about the ongoing violence. Foreign Minister Sergey Lavrov made the announcement after an hour-plus meeting in Manila with U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson. It was the first high-level contact between the two countries since U.S. President Donald Trump last week reluctantly signed new sanctions into law to punish Moscow for interfering in the 2016 presidential election to help him win. Lavrov said U.S. diplomat Kurt Volker would meet with Russia's envoy for the Ukraine crisis. Volker said last month and visited eastern Ukraine, where Russian-backed separatists have been fighting Kiev's forces for more than 3 years. It is a conflict during which Moscow annexed Ukraine's Crimean Peninsula, and more than 10,000 people have been killed. The UN Security Council has voted unanimously to pass a resolution being pushed by the United States that will deprive North Korea of a year in revenue that helps fund its nuclear and ballistic missile program. U.S. Ambassador to the UN, Nikki Haley.
The price the North Korean leadership will pay for its continued nuclear and missile development will be the loss of one-third of its exports and hard currency. This is the most stringent set of sanctions on any country in a generation.
The move for additional sanctions is in response to Pyongyang's intercontinental ballistic missile launches on July 3rd and 28th, which showed North Korea may now have the capacity to reach the U.S. mainland and much of Europe with its missiles. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News.